Live from the KC1021 Performance Space, this is the show's Christmas special.
Yeah, let's hear it, everybody. All right. Welcome, welcome. Look at this great crowd that we have here for an early Monday morning.
My mom made it, and she's texting me, I got up at 5:30 in the morning for you. You better be happy.
Wait. Okay, hold on for 1 second, because we're up on the stage. Let me guess which one's your mom. All right, hold on. It's not Gus.
No.
Not Gus.
No.
Okay. I don't think it's this lady right here.
Although,
okay.
Right? I mean, look at this cute Santa sweater right up front.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that.
True.
She could be related to you with that.
She
yes.
does.
Very Christmassy.
It's not Nancy.
Nope.
Know that.
Okay,
nope.
So I'm going to go with red Christmas sweater.
This one right over here, that's my beautiful mama.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on over, mama.
See that? That was totally a game. I had no idea. Yeah.
Mary Jane, this is my mom.
Oh, you're the other Mary Jane.
She's an original dot. Do you want to show everyone your tattoo?
Oh my gosh, okay.
What?
He really is.
Look,
oh,
it's,
okay, what is that?
It's an angel with a strawberry. I got that when my mother passed away.
Okay, all
we
right.
We grew up on Strawberry Hill.
Strawberry Hill, sure.
So that's in memory of my mom. My sister has one just like it.
That's how
fantastic.
Original dot she is yeah. what I'm trying to tell you, is that she actually has a tattoo of Strawberry Hill.
That's right, right. Yeah. And somebody did it with a big pin as well, so that's
yes.
even hardcore.
I didn't complain about getting up. I complained about food. I said, is there going to be food?
See, she is my mom.
That's yeah. true.
That should have been the indicator right there.
I know. Well, yeah,
Jane.
Right? Yes.
And we do have food. Cottontail KC is here making this amazing cotton candy. You had some of that, Mom. What flavor did you have?
I had marshmallow.
Yes.
It smells so good in here.
It really does. So you can get yourself some hand-spun holiday-flavored cotton candy. Oh, she brought containers. Everybody takes
bags.
Stuff home.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cottontail KC.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Look them up.
All right. So we have, of course, you know, we did this last year. We had the snow globes come and perform, and they are back again this year. Snow globes are in the house, so we're going to hear from them just a little bit. We've got some live music coming your way. But we also have other business to do. There are things that happen in the course of a normal show. One of those things is the 12 Days Song of the Day, and that is the 12 Days of Christmas. Continues all of this week right up to Friday. So, Jen, we have that ready to go. And the big reveal here and the big prizes.
Yes, this is huge. This is your chance to win that helicopter flight over the Plaza Lights. You can also pick up a $25 gift card to Red Door Grill, Holiday Ham, some Betty Ray's ice cream, this huge prize pack. And then you'll also be a finalist for a family four-pack of tickets to see The Lion King next May.
All right, so without further ado, today's 12 Days Song of the Day that you're listening for sometime between now and 7 p.m. is Hit It Joe, Bare Naked Ladies, and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It sounds a little something like this.
You would choose this one.
I love the Bare Naked Ladies, yeah.
And the band, too.
The band's pretty great also, I may say.
Merry Christmas from the show and KC1021. Now, live from our performance space at the KC1021 Broadcasting Complex, here's Jen, Truda, and Shaylee.
Yeah! What's up, everybody, and welcome back. It is 7:32 in Kansas City. It's the show's Christmas party. And the party would not be complete without some live entertainment.
The snow globes. Kansas City's own snow globes are here.
Yes.
They are ready to perform. I love these guys.
It's Rick, Lindsay, and Eric. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you so much again for being here this year. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's a blast.
Okay, so we're going to get a live performance from you right now. What are you guys going to open the show with this year?
This is a song Eric and I wrote called Close to Me.
All right, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, live here on the Christmas party, the snow globes.
It wouldn't be right.
It wouldn't be right
for you to walk outside. You could get lost.
You could get lost
in all the snow and ice. So don't be fooled when they say it's a winter wonderland. Inside, you feel the same way. Just keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. It's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
How the snowflakes dance, falling so free.
Falling so free.
Like a sweet romance. And the music starting to play. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. So I hurry away. Just keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Well, baby, it's getting colder outside.
Fa la 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 la.
And it just wouldn't be right.
Fa la 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 la.
For you to leave me tonight.
Fa la 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 la.
Fa la la la. So keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me. Keep the winter a little warmer by staying close to me, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Snow Globes. Guys, fantastic. Great job. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Amazing. Every time we play one of their songs, we get the phones light up. We get text messages. They're like, who was that? Who did you just play? It's the Snow Globes.
Right.
And Jen sometimes cries.
A little bit. Sometimes.
Here at Kansas City. Don't worry. We're going to try to make her cry before the end of the show, everybody. So that's going to be fantastic. Hey, should we bring up our first special guest here?
Yeah.
Jennifer Bertrand, come have a seat.
Yeah, let's hear it for her. She's in the house.
I see you too, Jamie Bluma. I see you back there.
He snuck in during the song. Yeah, we saw that. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good. Oh, yay. I get to hold a really big microphone. Yeah. I love you guys. This is so awesome.
Well,
and great music.
Here.
That's amazing. Yay.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here, because we know you're busy, because every time I look on Facebook, you're off designing a new room, a house, redoing something.
I went to London
for
Design Week. That was amazing.
What were you doing there? What did you do?
Yeah, so I went for the National Kitchen and Bath Association, and we went to 4 like design shows in London to see what's cool and what's next.
Sure.
Watch out, Kansas City. We're going 80s pastel still.
Is that what it is?
It really looked like 80s dynasty meets like young millennials. It was really cool.
So we can wear shoulder pads? Or what?
I actually keep trying every now and then. It doesn't work. No one thinks it's funny. Even with the one earring thing, no one thought that was cool either.
No.
Yeah. It's all good. Won't be the only time people stare at me weirdly.
But 80s pastels are coming back, huh?
Yeah. They've been trying for a while. And like, honestly, I don't know if like the Midwest will ever embrace them, but like blush colors and stuff, and oxblood reds are cool. We're still on the Chip and Joanna phase,
right? Yeah. Very much shiplap.
I think people
here
are all like crying that they're going away.
To be honest,
like this one.
No, I thought it was time. To be honest, sorry, my headphones just came.
Well, everything was starting to look the same in terms of farmhouse, and like more power to you, shiplap, subway tile. Good, you know, that's awesome. But at some point, you got to go, how do I do my own thing?
Yeah, how can we make it different? So we have a couple questions for you.
Yes.
Can you do some rapid-fire questions for us?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
I'm always horrible at this.
Favorite Christmas song?
Oh, yay. Oh, I love Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Yes.
I love them. Aren't they amazing? Yes. And even my 8-year-old loves that.
Yeah. Snow Globes, can you do that request later on today?
Yes. Yes, and John C. Reilly one. And I actually just had commissioned for my house John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell from Step Brothers.
What?
And it hangs next to my Big Lebowski painting I had commissioned.
We need to hang out at your house.
You got that as a painting?
Yeah, that's it's awesome. Probably not what most people would choose for their house. It's in their, they're in their tuxedos, and it's awesome.
All right, what is your favorite Christmas treat?
Cookie,
cake, dessert.
You know what? I'm married to an Englishman, and he hates pumpkin pie. So Thanksgiving and Christmas, I get to eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to learn to eat clean.
Mm-hmm.
So is there such thing?
Pumpkin is high fiber. That's super good for you. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Yes, yes. I'll have a little less whipped cream.
Yeah. Okay, if money wasn't an issue, what would you buy your husband for Christmas?
Oh, he wants another motorcycle. I'd get him the motorcycle he wanted.
That's amazing.
And some insurance.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I love Elf. Is there sugar in syrup?
Yeah.
I love that. It's my fave.
Cotton-headed Ninny Muggins.
Yes. He's an angry elf.
When you think back on Christmas as a kid, what gifts do you remember?
You know what? My parents were really good. I had a charmed childhood. I'm very lucky. But my mom would make things, and somehow we still thought, you know, Santa brought them to us. But, like, she made these really big Annie dolls and stuff, and, like, it was just really nice. We were very lucky. And I grew up in Germany as a kid, and that was cool.
You did?
Yeah, right?
Oh.
I'm a weirdo.
So cool. No, that's why you're so cool now, like, because you've seen cool
things. We used to ride our bikes into town and get gummy bears and fresh bread.
So then how did you get from Germany? Were you military, or how did you end
up in Kansas? Yeah, my dad was Air Force. So we lived in Germany, went to school in Holland, and, like, we had school ski trips to Austria and stuff, and, like, cruises down the Rhine River and stuff.
So the rest of us are going to Kaleidoscope on a field trip, and
we're going skiing in Austria.
No big deal.
I know, right? Lucky.
And last but not least, who is your favorite celebrity that you've gotten to meet?
Ooh, Jack Black.
Oh,
I know, right? I always say I'm the love child of Jack Black and Paula Deen and design. And so, like, but what was funny is when I met him, he was really, you know, quiet because he gives everything to everyone else. And I couldn't think of one thing cool to say to him.
Yeah.
And
so what'd you say?
I just smiled really awkwardly and, like, giggled. Uh-huh. And then it was a concert for our son. So I gave everyone a picture of Winston dressed as Anchorman as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it in his living room. My friend Violet told me that. So that's
amazing.
Awesome. I know, right?
See, now, is that typical of you to kind of freak out on celebrities? Because it is very much for me.
Yeah, no, only him and, like, Will Ferrell I would.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd, like, want to be funny, and then I wouldn't be funny, and then it wouldn't be good.
You know Chris Robinson, who was married to Kate Hudson for a while from the Black Crowes?
Yes.
I ran into him walking to the gym. I'm in sweatpants, ponytail, no makeup, and I see Chris Robinson walking his dog down the street in Chicago, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I walk by, and I go, are you Chris Robinson? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, you're amazing. And then I shook his hand, and it was the most awkward, and I just walked off.
You could have been like, you're Ryder's dad.
Your wife is super pretty.
She can shave her head and still look good.
It was awful, so that was my bad
celebrity moment. Yeah, how about you, Truda? You have any awkward celebrity stories?
Awkward celebrity moments?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, Buck O'Neill beat me in a foot race.
Oh.
I mean, where do we begin? It's like, yes, all of... I mean, look, do I look fast? I mean, come on. Really.
If you could meet any celebrity, who would you meet?
Well, it would have been John Lennon for sure.
Oh yeah.
Paul McCartney would be way up there for
me. He's still alive.
I know, but what are the chances I'm going to get to meet him?
Right?
That's, I mean, you never know. He's doing concerts everywhere.
Yeah.
The other day I said I wanted to meet Patrick Stewart.
Oh,
I think he's hilarious.
For 1 second, I thought you were going to say Patrick Swayze.
Which oh my gosh,
would be cool.
Well, you know what though?
No,
on the way
awesome.
Here, I was listening to Rob Lowe's autobiography, and he was just talking about that. What's the Greasers movie they were all in?
Outsiders.
Yes,
yeah.
And he like grew up with Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen and the Penn Brothers.
Yeah,
he's very cool. It's hard to be Rob Lowe.
Would you be a greaser or a Soch? Greasers.
I'd much rather be a greaser for sure. But I'd probably be stuck being an uncool Soch.
Yeah. The Greasers had much more fun, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just joining us.
Did you not ever read that book or see that movie?
No.
She doesn't even know what we're talking about. She's like, who's
what
Tom Cruise?
What do they teach in schools these days?
I know who Tom Cruise is, but I have no idea what you're talking
about. Oh, my gosh.
Was that the question?
St. Elmo's fire. What's wrong with you? That's okay. That's why we play millennials versus...
Gen X versus millennial.
Yeah, and I always lose.
And I do too. It's fine.
Jennifer Bertrand, you know her as HGTV's design star. She's hanging out with us this morning. Former Royals pitcher Jamie Bloom is in the house. We've got Tamara Day coming. You know her from Bargain Mansions. It's the big morning show Christmas party.
And we'll be right back here on KC1021 after this.
Live from the KC1021 Performance Space, this is the show's Christmas special.
All right, let's go to live. What's up and welcome back, everybody. This is the show's Christmas party special, and we're joined by another special guest. It's our buddy Jamie Bluma, former Kansas City Royal. What's up, Jamie?
Good morning, morning. I think it was snow on the ground a year ago, was it not?
Yeah. Was there some snow last year? Oh, yeah.
Oh, there may have been, yeah.
Yeah, we're 15 degrees warmer than we're supposed to be today.
I'm only as smart as Facebook, and it told me that a year ago we had snow day, and we did snow angels on a sidewalk in the plaza.
That might be about right. Yeah, and I wore this. I wore the Royals ugly Christmas.
And yes,
sweater.
You do look fast.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. He said fast.
Would you take him on in a foot race?
We'd both blow hamstrings. We don't need that at our age.
You know, I what I did was I ran in the Buck O'Neill 5K. And so he came in. This is like 20 years ago. And he says, yeah, you ought to come out and run this 5K for me. So I'm running, and it's across the bridge at City Market. And the way they had it marked was I thought that was the finish line. So I gave it my all running across this bridge. And I jump across the end. And they're like, great, you've only got... 200 yards to go.
4K to go.
And I was like, double barrel, I'm out. And so I had given everything I had to cross that bridge, and that was it. I walked the rest of the way. I couldn't do it.
But I'm sure Buck made an unbelievably funny joke out of it.
He certainly did.
He could always do that.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, miss that guy. But, man, you know, it's great to see you again because you're involved in so many charity events yourself throughout the year. I take it none of them involve running.
No, none.
Just collecting. It's much easier.
I tell all the kids I teach to run. Not me. I'm done. Did that.
And you guys have been, you've been collecting a ton of toys. We talked to you a little bit ago. How's that everything going?
Actually, funny you should say that. So we counted up toys this weekend. So we collected all the boxes last week. We will deliver Thursday to Children's Mercy. Stock the Shop Toy Drive with Eric Berry Foundation. We have 4,600 toys.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's
so I posted a video. We kind of... You have to count them and sort them. And,
sure.
And then we deliver, I think there was, you know, the giant boxes are about the size of a dishwasher, and I think we have at least 30 plus of those that we'll deliver on Thursday. Plus, we did a lot better job with cash, so we'll bring $15,000 in cash and gift cards and all that stuff. So, awesome. Yes, thank you for everybody. Kansas City's unbelievable. Can't appreciate all the, you know, all the support you guys on the air. I went for a good 3 weeks, and it never ceases to amaze me. The fun thing for me, and I talked about it when we were on the air that day, and parents bring their kids, and then they drop them off and explain to them what's going on and giving the kids. And then I had a couple of my kids at my work that I teach spent their allowance money and just brought in toys. And just an unbelievable learning experience. And when we go down to Children's Mercy on Thursday, you'll just kind of see everything in one spot for the first time and what an impact it has. So thank you guys for helping out.
Hey, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure. In fact, I just talked to Erica Logan from Children's Mercy over the weekend. We had her on the Sunday show, and Friday was their NICU night out that they do. And this is where they bring in entertainment. They bring in Cinzettis. They have, you know, either a violinist or some musical performance, and they turn the NICU into this restaurant for the evening.
That's awesome.
To give these parents who are sitting by their children's bedside for days or weeks or months on end a night out with a normal dinner and some entertainment and something different.
So. Well, and that's exactly what we do. They got the snowflake shop, so they get to go down and you get snowflake bucks for the families to go get toys and try to have a somewhat normal Christmas.
Right.
And siblings are involved too. So it's pretty cool for me to watch because there's a new set of toys. I didn't know what are the thing, the fingerlings?
Oh, fingerlings are huge.
I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
What categories does this go in?
The finger monkeys, the happy monkeys, fingerlings. Yeah, it's a big deal.
So crazy stuff. And then drones and just some neat toys. I wish I was a kid again.
What toys do you remember as a kid? When you look back on Christmas, what stands out?
I remember when we first got Light Bright.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty awesome. And then we had a thing called Capsella. Okay. And it's like you build stuff, and it's
okay.
Yeah, you just build little things, and you can. And then, of course, Lincoln Logs and, yeah. and all the good stuff back then. And then we had, I was always a Spirograph guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I saw a bunch of those come through as back in, you know, back in vogue, I guess.
Sure.
So a lot of Spirographs. So that was pretty right. cool. My dad was an engineer. So the Spirograph thing and all that was pretty awesome. So,
what are your favorite things to do in Christmas? Like Christmas in Kansas City, are you a Plaza Lights guy? Are you there on Thanksgiving night when they're flipping the lights? What do?
I'm usually out of town, it seems like. You know, jumping around, going to see family wherever. So I've never actually been down there for the Plaza lighting ceremony itself.
Sure.
And then same thing this year. Well, then the Chiefs have a game on Christmas Eve this
right.
year. So that'll be pretty interesting. So we'll be doing that. And hopefully it snows. I always like a white Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
these two, like, one. They need to move to Arizona. They
I grew up in Oklahoma. We didn't have many white Christmases in Oklahoma. Oh, yeah. We had ice Christmas.
Right.
Which was awful. And then car accidents, and you watch the news, and... And then you open. We always did Christmas on Christmas presents on Christmas Eve.
Oh, everything? You got to open it all?
Everything on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. and then around midnight, you were still awake, Santa showed up, uh-huh. and then we did a big Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. So
nice.
We'll do the same.
Yeah, that sounds good. See, I don't care if it snows if it does it after the Chiefs game. Because we have to keep the window open when I work in the booth, and it gets.
Well, I just
really
saw the
cold.
Weather on Sunday is going to be. Cold.
I know. That's the
like
problem.
High at 24?
Yes.
Does any raise your hands or make a noise if you feel sorry for poor Brian Truda announcing at the Chiefs game because it's cold outside.
Thank you, Rick. I mean, thank you. Right.
The one other guy who works for the Chiefs. You don't count.
Look, I mean, how hard is it to eat three times and then to stay there with the window open while I just read stuff all day?
I have to read stuff and make money at a Chiefs game. It's so hard.
So that was fun, everybody. Thanks for coming.
First world problems. Well, thank you, Jamie Bluma. You always get up early and come to our parties. We always have fun with you.
Oh, I appreciate the invite. I'm glad I didn't get embarrassed for not seeing It's a Wonderful Life this year like I did last year.
We did play a round of Family Feud last year.
Yes.
And, yeah. You Oops. Still haven't seen it?
Nope.
Okay. How about Christmas?
I watched Bad Santa again.
Oh, yes. Have you seen Bad Santa, too? It's even worse. I mean, in a good way. Worse.
In a good way. Yeah, it's good.
We can't quote that, so I'm just saying.
No.
Jamie, Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays. Thank
All
you, guys.
Right. Jamie Bluma, everybody. Right here on the show, Christmas Party. It's a little after 8. This is KCKC Kansas City. We'll be right back after this. The Snow Globes are here in our performance space once again.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are going to do another song for us. And what are we going to do this time?
Well, we're going to bring a little Tennessee to Kansas City and do a little Blue Christmas.
Love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again live, it's the Snow Globes.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'd be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear. If you're not here with me and windows blue, snowflakes start falling, that's when these blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Ooh, 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 ooh. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Oh, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
All right. Snow Globes once again live in our performance space. Thank you all for doing that.
Yeah.
We're going to hear more from them coming up here in just a little bit. And this does end the Snow Globe season for 2017, right?
It does.
Yeah, unfortunately, right. Yeah. You guys have played all the gigs. Everything's gone well.
Yeah, and but we're ending it with the best one, you know.
Of course, thank you.
Goes without saying.
Yes.
So. Save the best for last.
Yeah,
sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have they convinced you to move back to Kansas City yet?
It's getting pretty close. It's looking pretty good.
I mean, I think it's looking really good.
We've got to work on this guy, people. Come on. Yeah, let's show them how Kansas City could be, right?
It's the barbecue's good. The people are good.
What do you need?
What do I need? I need a job. Jobs
are good. We can take care of that.
What can you do? We'll throw it out there. What do you want to do?
My specialty is traffic. So I don't know if you guys need it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Please. Yes, done.
Perfect. We'll get right on that. I love that.
By the way, their CDs are available on Amazon. You have 4 holiday CDs?
They are, true. And also Made in KC.
Made in KC, available there.
And on iTunes.
Get them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. The Snow Globes.
You got it. Coming up, we'll do more live from the show Christmas Party. Let's get to a little TSO here, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo. And it's right now on KC-1021, Kansas City's Christmas Station. Back with more right after this.
Merry Christmas from the show and KC-1021. Now, live from our performance space at the KC-1021 Broadcasting Complex. Here's Jen, Truda, and Shaylee.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show, Christmas Party.
Look who just walked in the door. You've seen her on TV. She hosts Bargain Mansions on the DIY Network. It's Tamara Day.
Yeah.
That was epic timing.
Hello. I'm a little starstruck because I just watched a really good episode of Bargain Mansions last night, and I'm like, that girl's so awesome. She knows how to make spindles out of wood. Like, she does real life work, and she's awesome. We'll talk to you in just a minute, Tamara. Shaylee, what did you want? What are you asking of my mom? She keeps trying to get information out of my mom who came to the party.
Well, because she, you know, kind of hides and she doesn't let me, you know, talk to her mom or her dad. So give me the dirt on Jen because I know there is some.
There is none.
Oh, there is.
I really don't have any dirt.
How much did she pay you to say that?
Oh, that's boo.
When I was a kid, like for Christmas, was I spoiled? Did I get everything I wanted?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hmm. That's true. That's fact.
That explains a lot.
Right, right.
But did I get straight A's?
There it is.
Does she not remember?
She doesn't.
Wait.
I did get straight A's up until like eighth grade. And then it was all
downhill. Well, Jen, that doesn't matter. Okay, in high school, what was Jen like?
Oh, high school, she was very popular.
I was not. I had
glasses.
I love
how moms always say that.
I was 5'10 and weighed nothing, so I looked like olive oil. I had ridiculous giant blue glasses. Nobody knew who I was. Even now, when I tell people I went to Piper, they're like, "You did? We were in school together?" Nobody knew me.
Here's the best part. Stone Street went to school with her.
I was just going to say
that. And they're on the track team together. She has a picture with him, and so we have him on the show, and she's like, "We're in this picture. I'm standing literally behind you." And he's like, "Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Good
great.
Story. No Crickets. Recollection. I'm literally great. 2 inches from him in the picture. He has no clue who I was. So I'm glad that you have revisionist history and remember me that way.
One of the things she did, though, when she was little, was always had a tape recorder, and her girlfriends would go in her bedroom, and I wouldn't see them for hours, and they would play radio and radio host. So, you know, she was destined for this job.
Yes.
It's all I've ever done.
Right.
Since I was 6.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's amazing.
No more time for mom. Sorry. That's all the time.
Oh, we'll talk later. Don't you worry.
Oh, no. We're just getting started. Yeah. Tip of the iceberg.
We have to make time for Tamara.
Right.
She's the important
one. We'll
get to her.
Yes. We'll talk about Jen's college years, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
We'll step aside. We'll take a break. We'll do some traffic and weather coming up. Tamara Day on the way and another performance from the Snow Globes also coming up here live on the KC-1021 and the show Christmas Party. Everybody, we're right back after this.
Live from the KC-1021 Performance Space, this is the show's Christmas Special.
8:31 in Kansas City, and we're back, everybody. Hello.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting down the home stretch here. Performance from the Snow Globes coming up, but another special guest joining us, Jen.
From the DIY Network's Bargain Mansions, Tamra Day made it in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing awesome. You sound like you feel like I do. Are you all hopped up on DayQuil?
You know, I feel pretty good. I just can't talk very well.
Yeah, I've had that going on for a couple of days myself.
Yeah.
So I just watched an episode of Bargain Mansions last night. You were renovating an 1890s house.
Here. I love that.
In Kansas City. I also loved that house.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this?
Forever.
Yeah.
Yes. But the show, just this year.
This is season one.
This is season one, yeah.
And season two, do we know?
We've got our fingers crossed.
Yes. It's really good. It really is.
Thank you. We love it. It's been a lot of fun.
And so for people who haven't seen it, you go through and you renovate ginormous, like 4,000 square foot homes here in Kansas City.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They're huge and they're in really bad shape. I mean, like crazy bad shape. Mm-hmm. And so when we get a hold of them, you know, I just have these visions of what it can be, and we like to turn them around as fast as we can.
When was the first house that you started working on? Like, how young were you?
Oh gosh. You know, like teenager, my dad and I would work on houses. You know, my dad always was building something and he was always grounding me for some reason or another to get me to work.
And he's on the show with you, which is fantastic.
He is. Yeah, he's so fun. And we're having a blast getting to spend so much time together and reliving my childhood.
Yeah.
I did a lot of sheetrock repair as a kid.
That's how you got grounded. You're grounded, go put up some sheetrock.
Exactly.
But look what it turned into.
Exactly.
A TV show.
We did that growing up a lot. And then when I got married, my husband and I bought houses that were in really bad shape too. And he had a history of buying rental properties growing up with his parents. So it just was a natural fit. And I loved design. And it just kind of took off from there.
And why Kansas City? Like, why do you choose to do this here?
Well, mom and dad are Salina, Kansas, so I grew up out there. And Kansas City is just kind of home. This is where we've been for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I don't plan on leaving.
Yeah. No, please. We like you fixing up all of our houses.
Although in January, February, I wouldn't mind going to Phoenix.
Just for a little bit.
Another one of us. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. My dad has been a carpenter all of his life as well. We just finished. It's a major undertaking, though, because we just did our shower and our bathroom. But I know at one point he would have loved to have put Pete Truda and Sons construction on the side of his truck. Unfortunately, I'm better with a microphone than I am a hammer, so that never came to fruition. So I apologize, Dad, but it's really cool that you got to grow up, you know, having that time with your father and then turning that into really a job and
it
something
really
you love.
Is. It's been really, you know, unexpected that we would get to do something this big and awesome, but it's been so much fun, and everybody we get to work with is just, they're just amazing.
And how many kids do you have?
I have four.
Do they come with you to work on houses? Do they hate it, love it?
On occasion. They love the dumpster diving.
Oh, yeah.
That's like their favorite part. We get to a construction site, and you can find them right in the dumpster. They're looking for some treasure that's in there, and they almost always find something.
We should just have her let us come with her on demo day. It's just like go kick stuff down. That'd be a release.
Reliever. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what
it
I'm
totally
thinking.
Is. Just like swing a ginormous hammer and break stuff.
Yeah, people are paying for that now. They have those rage rooms.
Yeah,
where you can pay to break stuff. Have you seen that?
Is this for real?
It really is for real. Like you pay to take a sledgehammer to ceramics and stuff.
Oh, well, I've got these houses. You just started a new revenue source for me.
There you go, right?
You can
take that one.
Extra money. Now, are you working on a house right now? Are you still filming or waiting on season two?
No, we're waiting on season two. Mm-hmm. Took a little bit of a break, and I'm enjoying the four kids right now and trying to spend a little bit more time at home. We're searching for a nanny right now.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Looking at us, none of us have the skills.
No,
oh, she is. That's our daycare provider right over there, Nancy.
Oh, wow.
Yes, she's incredible.
Just watch the job.
Yeah, I did. I just hit Shaylee and said, there you go.
Trust me, I don't think you want that right now.
Yeah, that seems like the wrong. Go with Nancy. That's the safe choice. Licensed daycare.
How do your kids feel about Red Bull?
And the Bellas. So what's your movie, Pitch Perfect? They'd be watching Mean Girls and Pitch Perfect every day.
Okay, well, you know, they're boys. Three boys.
Well.
Baby girl. Wouldn't mind that. But
fantastic. Now, is the show still on and reruns? Can people still see it? How can we find
this? This Wednesday night is the final episode of the season with our lake house is what we call it. And so that's one more show that you get to watch. And then they will run the pilot after Christmas. So, but you can catch it in reruns. They're rerunning it a lot. Saturday night was a marathon. It was like 5 hours of me.
Is that weird? Is it weird to turn on TV and be like, yeah, it's me?
It's weird to be like looking through your DVR and there's your face.
Yeah. See, and you still look good. You're doing all this stuff. Like, I would be super paranoid. Like, you got to shoot me from the left side and I have to look pretty and have makeup on. And you look gorgeous while you're like swinging the hammer.
There are definitely moments, though.
So are you always wearing heels while you're doing demo? Because I'm looking at a picture on your Instagram and you were taking apart wallpaper?
Okay, that was in my house. That's my actual house there. And I was in heels. I had been out. I don't know where I'd been all day, but I was working and I came home and my guys were working on the wall. And so I was like, oh, well, let me help. Let's hurry up. And so I just went for it. But yes, I wear boots all the time.
She's got it. She makes
that's exactly how I look doing my shower. So, yes. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Brian also wears heels.
People can wear heels and do demo. Right. So.
Oh, I see the one you're looking at there. That was one of the movie nights. We were sitting there watching the show.
That house is my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Love that one.
Yeah. The Locust House is my favorite house of all.
Do you have any that are still for sale?
The Locust House is still for sale.
Oh, she cannot afford it. She works here.
Did you see the shower of that house?
No.
The master bedroom shower is like insanely awesome. The whole master is, it has its own little private screen and porch right off the master. And then you walk in and there's a little wet bar and your own sunlight and sauna.
Oh, of course.
And then you walk into your master and it's got this incredible double shower head, rain head shower thing, bathtub situation all in one. Wow. It's pretty phenomenal.
She just Zillowed it.
Somebody from the text line is saying, what is the name of the show? It is Bargain Mansions. It's on the DIY Network. So you can look that up. And do you have a website? Where should people check you out?
You can check me out on Instagram, Growing Days. So my last name is Day, and I am growing my four little days. So we've named the business Growing Days.
Perfect.
And then Bargain Mansions is on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Thanks so much for getting up early and coming by and doing this with us.
Absolutely, anytime.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Tamara Day, let's hear it for her. Check that out on DIY. Coming up next, a performance from the Snow Globes. The moment I think is going to bring down the house. We'll see if Jen actually cries before the end of the show here.
I will.
That is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Woo-hoo! Welcome back. It's 8:45 in Kansas City. Good morning, everyone. Are we all asleep like Jim over there?
No, for real. That. There's a dude asleep in the corner. Like, straight up asleep.
Dude, that's when you know you've thrown a heck of a party, I gotta tell you.
Shaylee gave him the special eggnog.
Exactly. It was somebody's the cotton candy that did it.
All right, it's come that time of the show. Another great performance by our friends, the Snow Globes. You guys have a little set here for us. And what are we going to have here coming up?
Well, this one's for the kids. We're going to do a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But we're going to do it in a more adult styling.
I'm afraid what that means. I'm not sure. But
don't be scared. It's okay.
We will love it either way. Ladies and gentlemen, live again, the Snow Globes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Well, then how the other reindeer, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer You'll go down in history. You'll go down in history.
We're gonna play is probably one of the saddest songs I've ever written, but I thought it was perfect for this morning.
Yeah, that'll get people really tuned in.
Really, just
yes, morning. Of course, yes.
The song's called "Milk and Cookies."
I drove 8 hours in the snow. My family home, hugged all the nieces and nephews, sat down to watch Home Alone. Then I fell asleep on the couch, woke up to no one around, and to my delight, oh, that night someone said milk and cookies out. So I ate one. What would you say if I maybe had the whole plate? Can you blame me? A year's a long time to be good. And as I was headed to bed, heard the patter of hooves overhead, and thought maybe I should have left more than just crumbs for the man in red. And down from the chimney Santa appeared. I crept up the stairs so he wouldn't hear, and I said, oh, in for a long winter's sleep. I dreamed that old Santa would be much too busy to notice the milk and the cookies were missing. And maybe I pulled this one over on Santa on Christmas Eve. When morning came, I relieved, I joined everyone around the tree, a room full of presents, and there on the fireplace my stocking. So I reached in, and wouldn't you know, I was holding a big lump of coal. Can you blame me? A year's a long time to be good.
Once again, the Snow Globes live here at the KC1021 Performance Space, the show Christmas Party, the ender of the year here. What are we going to have for the closing song?
We close every show that we do with O Holy Night, so we thought that would be a perfect way to end our season.
So we thought that was going to be the emotional one, but I think Jen's already crying because of that last song there.
You know, it doesn't take much.
Right? Are you really crying from that song?
No, don't you worry about what I'm doing down here. You just stay up there and
how
keep singing.
How could you not? You said that was the saddest song you've ever written, performed, looked at,
I mean,
heard.
It's sad. But
yes.
It's kind of dumb, too.
Glad somebody called it for what it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it one more time for the Snow Globes here. The Made in Kansas City stores where you can find your albums, Amazon, iTunes, and you put a close to it for this year. Back again next year, we do this all again, right?
Yeah, I'm in.
Fantastic. Yeah. Rick, Lindsay, Eric are the Snow Globes. Ladies and gentlemen, O Holy Night on the show Christmas Party Live.
Oh, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. For your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Divine, oh night divine.
Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. We'll praise his name forever. His power and glory.
Guys, what a close. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. It is Rick, Lindsay, Eric, the Snow Globes, everybody, as we draw our Christmas show to a close for another year.
They have 4 holiday CDs available. You can check them out on Amazon. Thank you so much, the Snow Globes. Tamra Day, thank you so much, DIY Bargain Mansions. Jennifer Bertrand, you know from HGTV's Design Starred. Former Royals pitcher Jamie Bluma. Who else came by? Did I get everybody?
Oh, we had Miss Johnson County here, but she had the run because she had to go queening stuff.
Michaela Carson, she's newly crowned.
No, that's not what it's called.
Queening stuff, yes.
Well, whatever, right, yes.
And Cottontail KC with all the holiday flavors of cotton candy. Those are amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, let's not forget, too, all the people that make this happen as well. Jen, Shaylee, thank you guys. Thanks to engineer Dustin right back there on the mixer, mixing all this together. Joey back, the unsung hero of the show, back in the control room there, the mothership. So, guys, that's it. We're going to wrap this up from here for another year. Now, we're back tomorrow, so this is kind of weird. We ended the year last year with the Christmas party, but we're back tomorrow. The 12-day song of the day is still in effect, and we've got some more good stuff to give away tomorrow as well.
Yes, and concert announcements, too.
All right, we'll see you. It's KC 102 on Kansas City's Christmas Station. Goodbye. Jackie's coming up next.